Paul Nolte joining us this morning, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. How's it going, Paul?
Oh, it's beautiful. Welcome to another lovely week of no government data.
Yes. So, if there was government data, what would it tell us right now?
That's a good question, because I think when you look at where we're trying to pull information from, the biggest key is employment, because that's one of the things that the Fed, who is going to make their rate decision tomorrow, they start their meeting today, is kind of hanging their hat on, is that the labor market is weak. I would argue maybe that it's weakening, just not weak. And so that's where a lot of people are looking for places to get data from. And certainly some of the news from Amazon and some of the other companies about layoffs kind of feeds into that narrative that the labor market is not necessarily that strong. And I would argue with that a little bit, that at least what we see so far in a lot of anecdotal evidence, restaurants, airlines, spending, the consumer is pretty good. And that would argue that the labor market should still be pretty good.
All right. Inflation, is it maybe reaccelerating?
Not yet. The data that we did get last week, I mean, they grabbed a half a dozen people back to the Bureau of Labor Statistics to come up with the CPI data, which they needed for Social Security. That indicated that it's kind of flat at 3%. Now, granted, 3% is well above the Fed's target of 2%. We think that the inflation data, at least, is going to be relatively flat. Now, if you look at commodity prices, those have actually picked up here over the last few months, and indicate at least some of the input pricing has strengthened, which may lead to higher inflation. But as we've seen in the past, it has been temporary, at least when it comes to commodity pricing.
You mentioned the rate cuts. Now, interest rates have been declining all year long, but if you have no money, how does a lower rate help you? That's the big question, Paul. Answer that one.
That is an issue. When we take a look at what is a lower rate environment helpful for, one is the thought being at least housing market, where there's a lot of people that are currently in housing that have mortgages at 3% or below, and the thought for them to move and then pay a 6% interest rate just is not part of the equation. So lower interest rates might free up some of those people that are in their house that may now move. Lower interest rates may also allow companies to borrow money at better rates to expand their business and hire more people to work. So a lower interest rate environment is thought to at least grease the wheels of the economy. That being said, when you look at the economic data that we do have, and one of them is the Atlanta Fed data that reports on GDP, that's running at 3.5% to 4%, and that is a very good rate. So again, I'm not sure that the Fed needs to cut interest rates. I think the economy is doing okay, not fabulous, but it's doing okay. And yes, there is an issue with the type of economy that we have. Many are calling it kind of the K economy. So it's the upper versus the lower. The upper is doing fine, lower not so much. Lower interest rates don't necessarily help the lower part of the economy.
But here's my question to you. With interest rates coming down, would this be a good time to maybe look into transferring balances on a credit card? Like, you know, a 0% for a certain amount of time?
So here's the caveat with that. If it allows you to pay off that credit card, yes. Because when you look at credit card rates of 15, 18, 20% or more, that is a huge hit to your ability to continue to spend or even save. I mean, that rate is huge. The key to using credit, period, is always pay off your credit card. If you cannot pay off your credit card, then you need to think about what you're spending the money on. But if transferring that balance allows you to get that credit card to zero and then maintain it at zero on a monthly basis, then it's a good decision to do.
Excellent. And yes, you mentioned Amazon. They're cutting a lot of jobs, saying it's because of AI. Are you worried about your job, Paul, because of AI?
No, because AI is not going to counsel you when the market is down 10, 15, 20% and say everything will be fine. That one's going to be a tough get. I think I'm safe for at least a little while.
I don't know. Chat GPT is pretty nice to me. It's like, oh, you are smart and beautiful. Keep going. Oh, all right.
That's not your finances, though.
That's a good point. All right. He's Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Great to talk to you, Paul.
We'll chat soon. Thank you.
Thank you.